From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Voters in Colombia Sunday narrowly rejected a peace agreement between rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, and the government, placing the future of both the country and the Western Hemisphere's longest-running conflict into doubt. It's a major setback for President Juan Manuel Santos. Peter Hockham, President Emeritus and Senior Fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, said the referendum was strongly opposed by popular former President Alvaro Uribe.
He felt that it was inadequate, that the FARC, many of them were criminals. They had committed heinous acts against civilians, and they deserved more than the rather light punishment, if any punishment at all. And he also strongly opposed the notion that the FARC should be allowed to participate in Colombia politics.
Opinion polls suggested the yes vote would prevail, the culmination of 4 years of complicated negotiations in Cuba. The margin of defeat was razor-thin, just over 50% no, with almost all ballots counted. The conflict since the mid-1960s displaced millions and left more than a quarter million dead. A Dutch journalist was among the fatalities in ongoing fighting in the Libyan coastal city of Sirte, pitting the Unity government loyalist fighters against defending militants of Islamic State. Photojournalist Jeroen Erlemans was cut down by an IS sniper. Meanwhile, 8 loyalists and 10 IS militants were among those killed in clashes Sunday, following weeks of urban combat for control of the IS stronghold. Government forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have reportedly surrounded IS defenders. This is VOA News. Russian